And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 1st of September, 2011. It was on this day, 1859, a massive solar superstorm took place, a massive solar flare, the sun producing a mass ejection of magnetized plasma, which reached the Earth in just under 18 hours. Telegraph wires began shorting out, fires started, communications disrupted in North America and Europe, compasses were useless, the northern lights seen as far south as Cuba and Hawaii, and people in the northeast United States could read the newspaper by the light of the aurora, the sun twice as bright. Subsequent solar storms have caused satellites and broadcast stations and cell phones to malfunction. They've disrupted GPS systems on airplanes, even knocked out entire power grids. It's the anniversary of the opening of the Boston T, the Boston subway system, 1897. It was the first subway in North America. It was dug in a hurry, and workers dug too close to the old common burial ground and ended up accidentally exhuming more than 900 bodies. And it was on this date in 1902 the silent film A Trip to the Moon was released in France, written and directed by Georges Méliès, based on Jules Verne's From the Earth to the Moon and H.G. Wells's The First Men in the Moon, about a group of astronomers traveling to the moon and meeting a group of aliens. They traveled on a spacecraft shaped like a bullet, which was fired from a giant cannon. Here's a poem for today by Mae Swenson, entitled The James Bond Movie. The popcorn is greasy, and I forgot to bring a Kleenex. A pill that's a bomb inside the stomach of a man inside the embassy blows up. Eructations of flame, luxurious cauliflowers, giganticize into motion. The entire 29-foot screen is orange as crackling flesh and brick bursting, blackening, smithereened. I unwrap a dentine, and while jouncing my teeth in rubber tongue smarting clove, try with the 2-inch-wide paper to blot butter off my fingers. A bubble bath, room-sized, in which 14 girls, delectable and sexless, twist-topped creamy freezes, their blonde, red, brown, pinkish, lavender, or silver wiglets all screwed that high and varnished. Scrub tickle a lone male whose chest has just the right amount and distribution of curly hair. He's nervously pretending to defend his modesty. His crotch, below the waterline, is also below the frame. But unsubmerged, all 28 slick, foamy boobs. Their makeup fails to let the girls look naked. Caterpillar lashes, black and thick, lush lips, glossed pink like the gum I pop and chew. Contact lenses on the eyes that are mostly blue. Their nose, perfect replicas of each other. I've got most of the grease off and onto this little square of paper. I'm folding it now, making creases with my nails. The James Bond Movie by Mae Swenson, from New and Selected Things Taking Place, published by Little Brown and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.